The Traveler's Journal, November 24th, with news of how gentlemen can cruise the oceans for free. Though the ratio on many cruise lines has changed, many ships still sail with large contingents of single travelers, most of whom tend to be women. Many of these female cruise passengers enjoy partying in a safe, neutral environment. So for years, many major cruise lines have recruited gentlemen willing to dance the night away in exchange for cheap passage. The primary requirements are good dancing skills, a gregarious personality, and plenty of charm. Gentlemen hosts are generally at least 45 years old, and some are over 70. Their ranks include retired teachers, entertainers, and military men, and most have previous cruise experience. A number of lines openly recruit gentlemen hosts for one-week voyages. Several hire them for longer cruises to the Orient, South Pacific, and even around the world. Cunard puts four hosts on each of its ships, more when the itinerary is longer. Holland America Line has as many as a dozen. These and other cruise lines such as Radisson, Seabourn, Silversea, and World Explorer use an intermediary called the Working Vacation to recruit their gentlemen hosts. The broker charges successful candidates $28 for each day of the cruise. That provides cabin accommodations and meals, along with beverage and laundry allowances. Some lines provide air travel to and from ports. Others expect gentlemen hosts to pay their own transportation costs. But for days and nights filled with plenty of dancing, entertainment, and great food, it's a bargain by any standard. Of course, it does pay to sign up for dancing lessons before you go. You'll find a world of resources when you visit us online at travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.